We're at Square Peg Farm, which is a certified organic produce farm that my wife Amy Benson and I operate. It's a 40-acre parcel. Mostly we grow annual vegetables, which we market directly to consumers at farmers market and to chefs. We do about 6 or 7 acres of annual vegetables each year, and the rest of the farm is either in permanent pasture or is in cover crop resting for the next round of vegetables. I think that investing in soil health is fundamental to good organic growing. I think they are essentially one and the same. By investing in the soil, in the not too long term, you see payoffs in lower weed pressure, better fertility, less pest pressure, and healthier plants are able to deal with disease pressure and insect pressure that less healthy plants aren't able to deal with. So I think if your long-term strategy is to grow organically, the only successful way to achieve that is to work on feeding the soil. And the soil health practices are the way we go about doing that. I would say that probably the second or third year of focusing on this approach is when we really started to see the benefits. Our customers at Farmers Market didn't notice a change in quality because we were always really careful to cull out bad fruit in the past, but what they have noticed is that we have a lot more stuff to sell. And that's not because we've increased the acreage, it's because the plants are making more saleable produce for us. One of the components of our soil health management plan that we're happiest with is the integration of growing forage crops for grazing animals with our annual vegetable production. We will plant a perennial pasture or annual forage crops and then graze animals. This year we are experimenting with steers, and in years past we've grazed swine. And those pastures will persist for 3 or 4 years, all the while the soil being built by the manure and the organic matter added by the plants. And at the same time, we're growing vegetables on a piece of ground that had been previously treated in that way. At the end of that period of time, we reverse the cycle, and that ground that was in vegetables goes into perennial forage, and the forage ground gets turned over and is used to grow vegetables. The first year after that forage ground has been turned over, it's like magic. Everything just flies up out of the ground. There's hardly any weeds. The bugs don't know what to do. It's really fantastic. The results are solid for second and third year, but that first year is just remarkable.